So also another thing that Geshe Zopa kind of summed up very nicely when we're doing this practice, that when we're doing the practice for others, to heal others, we're healing the sentient beings and the environment. So the container and the contents. And when we're doing the practice to heal ourselves, then we're healing our body and our mind, which is kind of like the inner container and the contents. So let's settle our posture. So you're feeling comfortable, but also that you can sit up fairly straight so that your back is straight. And then we can adjust our motivation. I'm going to read a little bit of a motivation from Geshe Zopa, from his commentary. So settling ourselves in the present moment, both in body and mind. Taking a few moments to refresh on the refuge practice. And then generating the altruistic motivation to actualize this very session to be most meaningful, most beneficial for your own well-being, as well as the well-being of your family members and the rest of humanity and the rest of all the sentient beings, until they are abiding in a state of full enlightenment. One of the reasons why we're doing this practice is to bring immense benefit to eliminating the sufferings within oneself and the rest of the numberless sentient beings. Infused with the mind of great compassion. So we take a few moments to reflect on the samsaric nature that is within all sentient beings. And on the general samsaric suffering and the individual samsaric suffering of the six realms, of the six realm beings. And then we specifically reflect on one's own samsaric nature, being aware of where all these general and specific sufferings come from. Reflecting on the causes, the delusions and karma. And those of us who have an understanding of the Four Noble Truths, reflecting on or recalling the understanding of samsara and its causes based on the understanding of the Four Noble Truths. And aspire to this practice towards liberation by following the path. So we can start with the beginning of the sadhana, taking refuge and generating bodhicitta. So remembering that our refuge is a Mahayana refuge, that we're going for refuge for our own liberation, but also to be able to relieve all sentient beings of suffering, taking on that responsibility as our main impetus, our driving force. O Sangye Chedan Sogye Chonam Lai Chanchur Padui Dani Kyap Soi Chi Takye Chin Soi Kyap Soi Nam Kim Trolapanje Sangye Drupa Shoy Sangye Cheram Sogye Chodnam Lai Chanchu Padui Danyi Kyapsui Chi Dagi Jinsoy Kipe Sonam Ki Trolapanje Sangye Drupa Shoy. I go for refuge until I am enlightened to the Buddha, the Dharma, and the Supreme Assembly. By my practice of giving and other perfections, may I become a Buddha to benefit all sentient beings. And then bringing to mind, if there's anyone especially that you're doing this practice for, those that we have a strong karmic connection with, those close to us that we know personally, also those that we are directly or indirectly responsible for, including our fellow Australians, those in this state in Queensland, in the other states in New South Wales and especially in Victoria, all those that we have that indirect connection with, and then for all the living beings in the world, because we are a global society and we have an indirect impact on all the human beings, wherever they are. We may not have in the past, but we certainly do now. Especially all those in unfortunate circumstances like refugee camps or prisons, aged care facilities, in places where there is no healthcare. And then also thinking how we're doing this practice for all the seen and unseen beings in the other realms as well. Especially to heal the harm of the four elements, the harm done to the natural places in the world, the pollution in the environment, and then reciting the four immeasurables together. May all sentient beings have happiness and the causes of happiness. May all sentient beings be free from suffering and the causes of suffering. May all sentient beings be inseparable from the happiness that is free from suffering. May all sentient beings abide in equanimity, free from attachment for friends and hatred for enemies. And the special generation of bodhicitta. In particular, in order to benefit all my mother sentient beings quickly and more quickly, I must achieve the precious state of perfect and complete Buddhahood. Therefore, I'm going to undertake the practice of Avalokiteshvara Singhanada. Then reciting the foundation of all good qualities as a way of receiving the imprints in the form of light of the entire path to enlightenment. The foundation of all good qualities is the kind and perfect pure guru. Correct devotion to him is the root of the path. By clearly seeing this and applying great effort, please bless me to rely upon him with great respect. Understanding that the precious freedom of this rebirth is found only once is greatly meaningful and is difficult to find again. Please bless me to generate the mind that unceasingly, day and night, takes its essence. This life is as impermanent as a water bubble. Remember how quickly it decays and death comes. After death, just like a shadow follows the body, the results of black and white karma follow. Finding firm and definite conviction in this, please bless me always to be careful to abandon even the slightest negativities and accomplish all virtuous deeds. Seeking samsaric pleasures is the door to all suffering. They are uncertain and cannot be relied upon. Recognizing these shortcomings, please bless me to generate the strong wish for the bliss of liberation. Led by this pure thought, mindfulness, alertness, and great caution arise. The root of the teachings is keeping the pratamoksha vows. Please bless me to accomplish this essential practice. Just as I have fallen into the sea of samsara, so have all other migratory beings. Please bless me to see this, train in supreme bodhicitta, and bear the responsibility of freeing migratory beings. Even if I develop only bodhicitta, but I don't practice the three types of morality, I will not achieve enlightenment. With my clear recognition of this, please bless me to practice the bodhisattva vows with great energy. Once I have pacified distractions to wrong object and correctly analyzed the meaning of reality, please bless me to generate quickly within my mind stream the unified path of calm abiding and special insight. Having become a pure vessel by training in the general path, please bless me to enter the holy gateway of the fortunate ones, the supreme Vajra vehicle. At that time, the basis of accomplishing the two attainments is keeping pure vows and samaya. As I have become firmly convinced of this, please bless me to protect these vows and pledges like my life. Then, having realized the importance of the two stages, the essence of the Vajrayana, by practicing with great energy, never giving up the four sessions, please bless me to realize the teachings of the Holy Guru. Like that, may the gurus who show the noble path and the spiritual friends who practice it have long lives. Please bless me to pacify completely all outer and inner hindrances. In all my lives, never separated from perfect gurus, may I enjoy the magnificent Dharma. By completing the qualities of the stages and paths, may I quickly attain the state of Vajradhara. So I think that all the realizations of the graduated path to enlightenment absorb into your mind stream in the form of light. Your mind is blessed with inspiration. And then visualizing Singhanada, becoming familiar with Singhanada. So you can use the image as a memory prompt, but really try to mostly experience this in the inner space of your mind. So in the vast spaciousness of that inner experience, the syllable Hri arises. So this Hri is subtle, enlightened energy, standing upright, three-dimensional. Composed of light energy, a very subtle form. And then this Hri transforms into Arya Avalokiteshvara Singhanada with a Hri on a moon disc at his heart. So the Hri are still there, but in a more elaborate form of Avalokiteshvara Singhanada. He has a glorious white body, one face, two arms, and three eyes, third eye in his forehead. He's seated on a lion, a snow lion, with a red mane and tail. As we heard, Avalokiteshvara Singhanada used to roam around on this lion, the great bodhisattva. He's in the posture of royal ease, meaning very relaxed, almost playful. His right hand rests on his knee in the mudra of granting supreme realizations. And he's leaning back on his left hand, resting behind him on the moon disc. His seat comprised of that moon disc in a red-tinged lotus on a tiger skin, riding on the back of this snow lion. The snow lion's head is turned towards Singanatta. Singanatta appears in the form of a renunciate, so with hair tied up in a top knot, wearing a Brahmin's cord, with quite simple lower skirts of red silk, and with the black deerskin covering the left side of his chest, symbolizing the emblem of the most compassionate of animals. On his right side is a green trident with a white snake entwined around it. And sometimes the white snake is depicted with black spots on its belly. And this three-pronged trident with the snake, if you remember the legend of Avalokiteshvara Singanatta, who, previously experienced great suffering when his very best friend was killed by Nagas, and how he experienced such distress and anger, but was able to completely transform and heal this kind of wound. So we too can do this. The snake and the trident are also very similar to the Western image of healing, of medicine, of the snake wound around the sword. They're a very similar symbology of transformation. And on his left are two things. One, a lotus, and on it a skull cup filled with various sweetly smelling flowers. And on a white lotus that blooms by his ear is a blazing sword of wisdom. So the sword is tinged blue in colour and it has wisps of flame continuously flowing from it. And his three places are marked by the three syllables. So at his brow, a white om, at his throat, a red ah, at his heart, a blue hum. Avalokiteshvara Singanatta's body is made entirely of light. Not made of flesh and blood or heavy, but made of light particles, but very much alive and immediate. And when we do the mantra recitation, and beams of light are emitted from Singanatta's crown, heart, and throat chakras. And this light and nectar drops down through your crown, enters your own crown, throat, and heart chakras. And this powerful purifying nectar-like energy purifies you and all others of all obscurations and negative karma, spirit harms, and disease. Om Ahri Singanatta Hum Pem, Om Ahri Singanatta Hum Pem, Om Ahri Singh Nara Hum Pe. 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 So as we continue to recite the mantra, then first purifying your own negativities, all the harmful actions of body, speech and mind that we've ever done, especially the 10 non-virtuous actions. So as the light and the nectar drops through the crown of your head, flowing through you, as it flows through your crown and the brow, and feel especially all the negative karma accumulated with all the actions of your body, the physical things that we've done, it's completely purified. And not just those physical actions, but the tendency to commit those, the harmful habits, the tendency of the habits is completely purified. As this blissful light and nectar flows through you, feel that all the current physical disorders are completely purified, washed clean with this nectar and light. Not just the physical pains and illnesses, but their predisposition to physical disorders. And if there are any aches and pains in specific parts of your body, then of course the light and the nectar flows there and completely washes away both the evidence of that negative karma and all of the predispositions, the causes of it, washed clean and clear. And as the nectar and the light flows through your throat chakra, then all the harm that we've created with our speech, both the external speech of how we've communicated to others, led others astray, encouraged others non-virtue, or hurt others, but also purifying all of the internal dialogue, that internal chatter, all the stories that haunt us and dominate us, and especially the limited way that we describe the world to ourselves without even knowing it, those internal scripts that are so out of kilter with reality. So feel as this blissful light and nectar flows through you, all of the non-virtuous actions of speech are purified, and speech is purified, both inner and outer. The light also purifies any of the negative or misleading speech that we've engaged in on social media, of disseminating conspiracy theories or fake news. All completely purified, dissolved into light and nectar. And then as the light and nectar flows to your heart chakra, and purifying all of the mental sufferings, all the excessive emotional crises, all the habitual responses we have of shame, fear, guilt, all the traumas, all the predispositions to attachment and anger, pride, are completely purified in the blissful light and nectar that continuously flows through you. Also, the powerful purifying nectar light energy purifies the impact of past negativities arising from harmful intentions towards others, from harming or harmful intentions towards humans and non-humans, such as nagas, spirits, gods, the local landlords of the land, so just like Singanada in the initial stage, who when he had harmful attitudes towards them because of his own trauma, so whatever harm that we've done in the past to the environment, and especially the custodians of the land, is completely purified. Any harm that we may have done inadvertently when we visited various places in the bush, rivers or creeks, without knowing, with a rude attitude, all of this completely purified. And if there's any particular instance that comes to mind, one day when you went camping, went swimming in a waterhole, without knowing, any rudeness or negativity created, completely purified with the nectar light. Or any time that we've crashed through the bush or disturbed the environment, maybe even taken something from the bush, any time we've polluted a place, feel all those inner experiences dissolving into the light and nectar. Dissolving into emptiness. And then the purifying light purifies obstacles in relation to travel, to accidents, to food and poisons. So purifies obstacles in relation to both travel long distances and overseas, but also travel just in short distances in the community, especially with the contagious nature of this virus, that it's not the virus that travels, it's human beings. So all of those obstacles in relation to travel completely purified. Purifying all the problems in relation to those things that usually bring us benefit. So we live in a house which is supposed to be like shelter, but due to past karmic afflictions, there might be accidents in the house, there might be a storm and a tree falls on it. Might be using a knife to chop veggies, but you chop your finger. You might have beautiful stuff in the house, but it is stolen. All purified in the light nectar. And then also purify all of the elements of fire and water, air and so on that we rely on for our survival, that are supposed to be beneficial. But because these elements are afflicted by past karma, they can become the cause of a loss of life. So purifying one's own karma and those of all others, both of our internal elements and the elements in the environment. Om Ah Hri Singanara Humpe, Om Ah Hri Singanara Humpe, Om Ah Hri Singanara Humpe, Om Ah Hri Singanara Humpe. And then take a moment to feel how different you feel, how much lighter, your whole body glowing, radiant, and clear. Your mind washed clean, relieved of all of those sufferings, of all of the karmic effects, the karmic causes. All completely purified, radiant and clear. Then we have the dedication prayers.
Lama Sangye Troy Gyune Troy Chi Hyang Malupan Dehi Sala Thorpa Joy Chum Joy Sam Joy Rimpoi She Ma Kiel Panai Kiel Gyoi Chi Kiel Wanyang Pa Me Pa Yang
I have a couple of extra dedications. So these are ones that Lama Zo Rinpoche added to the Nyungne practice, but are also very relevant. Due to all the merits of the three times collected by us, by all the Buddhas and Bodhisattvas and all sentient beings, may any sentient being who hears you, touches you, remembers you, thinks about you, talks about you, whether praising or criticizing, abuses you, treats you badly, or makes any connection with you, simply by having made that connection, may they never ever be reborn in the lower realms. May those sentient beings immediately be liberated from all disease, spirit harms, negative karmas and defilements, develop faith in refuge and karma, and quickly achieve enlightenment by actualizing the whole path, especially bodhicitta. May just by our hearing that someone is sick, immediately cause that person to completely recover and have the most meaningful life by practicing the Mahayana path. And may by us just hearing that someone has died, cause that person to immediately be reborn in a pure land where they can get enlightened. And so especially thinking of all those who are ill or have died recently, within the 49 days from the coronavirus, both in Victoria, in Australia, and around the world. Due to all the merits of the three times collected by us and by all the Buddhas and Bodhisattvas and all sentient beings, wherever we are, whatever universe, world, country, area, or place, just by us being there, may the sentient beings who are in that universe, world, country, area, or place never ever be reborn in the lower realms. May they immediately be liberated from all diseases, spirit harms, negative karma, and defilements, and may they achieve enlightenment quickly by actualizing the whole path, especially bodhicitta. May it immediately stop wars, famine, sickness, and natural disasters, and may these things never be experienced again. May we also become wish-fulfilling for sentient beings, able to fulfill all their wishes according to the Dharma. And the long life prayers, so the long life prayer for His Holiness the Dalai Lama. Ojita kandir pendel malupa kan le join with sampel yijim no kai tri son men tenzin gyat so So what if son to jail on Roshu? The Lama Zo Rinpoche. What to so chan chin chan kyon kyawe ten zin kyon fel we kon zo doi po se cho son ko we le mon to dro pa ta so doi che kon doi sha ten shom. And the long life prayer for all of our holy gurus. Oi Jetsun Lame Kutse Rapten Chin Nam Kai Trin Le Cho Choi Gepa Dan Lo San Tempe Tro Me Sa Son Gi Tro We Mun Sel Ta Tu Ne Gyo Ji. So that concludes our first version of the Avalokiteshvara Singhanatha practice.